Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
What does motion sound like? With Kizik Hands Free Shoes, it sounds a little something like this. Experience the magic of motion. Get a free pair of socks with your first order at kizik.com/socks.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 288. Developing Financial Resilience by J.D. Roth of MoneyBoss.com. And I am Dan, your host here on the program. I'm here each Monday through Friday reading to you from some of the best personal finance blogs on the planet. And if you'd like to hear a specific topic covered here on the show, maybe an author you'd like to see if we could get the rights to read to you here on the program, let us know. Come over to oldpodcast.com and share your thoughts and requests with us. And without any further ado, let's get right to the post as we optimize your life. Developing Financial Resilience by J.D. Roth of MoneyBoss.com. My friend Craig is an architect, and a couple of years ago, he took me on a tour of his company's offices. The cool thing about this building, he told me, is that it's especially resilient. I could tell from the way he said it that the word resilient meant something a little different to him than it did to me. What do you mean? I asked. In architecture, resilience describes a structure's ability to return to its original state after a disturbance, Craig explained. Say strong winds cause a skyscraper to sway or an earthquake shakes a house. If they're resilient, those buildings move with the outside forces but then return to normal when things calm down. Ah, I said. When I talk about personal finance, I preach resilience. Sure, he said. Resilience is a good thing both in buildings and in people. 10 years ago, when I was still struggling with money, my finances were not resilient. I had no savings, and I was living paycheck to paycheck on $50,000 a year. When even small things went wrong, such as car trouble, I found myself in crisis mode. How would I pay to fix the problem? How could I meet my other financial responsibilities? When I began to turn things around, one of my first actions was to set aside a small $500 emergency fund to cope with the unexpected. This idea, promoted by Dave Ramsey and many others, built some resilience into my budget, allowing me to cope with minor crises. As time passed and my financial situation flourished, my ability to bounce back from unexpected blows improved. This was partly because having more money gave me more options, but it was also partly because I adopted an internal locus of control, accepting responsibility for the things that happened to me in life. Instead of waiting for someone or something else to fix the problems, I decided that I would fix them myself. The national economy versus your personal economy. Over the past decade, I've come to hate the phrase, in this economy. After the market crash in 2008, the mass media seemed to adopt the notion that we're weathering an economic storm that simply will not stop. Even today, despite the fact that most economic indicators are positive, there are tons of articles built on the premise that the average person is being buffeted by forces beyond her control. I disagree. Besides, even when the national economy is bad, that doesn't mean your personal economy has to suffer. For a few years now, I've been sharing a metaphor I've come to love. It's as if each of us is the captain of a ship sailing on the ocean. Sometimes the elements are favorable, sometimes the seas are stormy. Yes, we can choose to surrender to the whims of the weather, but a smart captain does what he can to prepare for bad weather so that he can steer his ship safely to harbor. In short, the national economy does affect your personal economy, but you can't control the former while the latter is entirely in your hands. To make your financial ship resilient, you must adhere to certain fundamentals, such as building an emergency fund, maintaining adequate insurance, limiting debt, practicing thrift, investing for the future, and developing your social capital. To paraphrase a famous philosopher, a resilient person is in the world, but not of the world. You cannot escape the national economy. You cannot escape the mass media. You cannot escape your friends and family, but that doesn't mean you have to buy into what everybody else is doing. Most people have fragile personal economies that crumble when times get tough. A money boss builds her personal economy to be flexible and adaptable. Mind over money. It's also important to remember the psychological side of money management. Many of the money boss mantras are based on the need for financial resilience. When I say that it's important to spend less than you earn, that's because a positive cash flow allows you greater flexibility to respond to life situations. If you're deficit spending, it can be tough to find the funds you need to cope with a crisis, especially if you have no savings. But if you have a personal profit at the end of each month, you have the ability to redirect some of the money temporarily to take care of business. I preach that the perfect is the enemy of the good. When you're obsessed with finding ideal answers, you set yourself up for frustration when you realize there usually isn't an ideal solution. Plus, perfectionism leads to procrastination and resistance, two natural enemies of resilience. Another aspect of resilience is the ability to respond to failure. Resilient people realize that failure is okay. What matters isn't the mistake, but how you respond to the mistake. To become successful, you must learn to brush failure aside and continue marching toward your goal. This is almost the definition of resilience. And of course, there's my famous motto at Get Rich Slowly, do what works for you. Each of us is different. We have different goals, personalities, and experiences. We each need to find the tools and techniques that are effective for our own situations. There's no one right way to save, invest, pay off debt, or buy a house. When you buy into the idea that there's just one right answer, you're subscribing to a fragile mindset. Resilient people are open to the idea of multiple paths to success. In psychology, adaptability refers to how well a person can adjust himself to changed circumstances. Because we live in a constantly changing universe, your ability and willingness to adapt is a barometer that measures both your ability to thrive and your capacity for happiness. For a money boss, adaptability and resilience are barometers for ongoing success.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
You just listened to the post titled Developing Financial Resilience by J.D. Roth of MoneyBoss.com. Hope you enjoyed today's post. And if you'd like to help keep this podcast going, please come visit oldpodcast.com/support. There you'll find a little list of different ways that you can help us out to help keep us going here. You can always contribute financially, but there are a lot of ways, a lot of other ways that won't cost you a dime as well. So again, just come by oldpodcast.com/support to check that out. We'd greatly appreciate it. And that's it for today. I'll be back tomorrow with a post from Zen Habits. So stay tuned for that on Thursday, where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this podcast, but also Optimal Living Daily, the show where I read to you from even more blogs covering finance, productivity, minimalism, personal development, and more from incredible bloggers like Derek Sivers, Zen Habits, Mark and Angel, The Minimalists, and all the ones you hear on this show too. So if you enjoyed today's episode and like taking amazing blogs on the go, come on over to Optimal Living Daily and subscribe to that one too. And together, we'll start optimizing your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Finance Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode and head to oldpodcast.com. That's OLDpodcast.com for a free gift as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.